at the World Championships for Pokemon Unite in Anaheim, California, on day two, a huge change was implemented that had some very, very negative feedback from the player base at the tournament. And I understand why it had a lot of negative feedback. Hi, Jake, your resident content cowboy here. Yeehaw. Let's talk about the phone change switch up thing at Worlds and what has happened after with an announcement from Pokemon about the situation, because things got pretty crazy. One thing I have to say right up top here is I'm going to be giving you my thoughts personally from myself. I'm not going to be giving you any insider information from behind the scenes at the event that I didn't personally have anything to do with. I have no authority over this situation. I made no decisions around this. I'm saying this because I'm not going to be giving you anything that the tournament organizers decided on and any of the conversations that they had, because I was not a part of any of those situations. So I'm just going to give you my take on what has happened with this situation and what I think should happen moving forward, because it was a whole thing. So on the morning of day two of the World Championships, there was a change on the main stage matches. We had two stages at Worlds. There was like our B stage where we were having games streamed with the teams competing. And then there was our main stage. And on our main stage, players with mobile devices were going to be provided a device to play on. This is for the biggest reason that this all happened is because every time you see the Unite broadcast have like a huge moment of something not happening and we're filling for an extended period of time, we're going over things rather than getting into a match, which is what we'd like to be doing, it is because there is some sort of device issue on stage. Again, this is from my personal point of view and what I have seen. I would say 99% of issues I have seen with slowing down the production, getting into matches and things like that, has been entirely based on mobile devices and their issues connecting. The reason for this is because every single mobile device that is brought to a LAN event or something like that has its own specific things going on. I've noticed it less often, it seems like, on Apple devices, because Android, it feels like there's just such a wide array of all of the different settings and configurations you could have on it. For whatever reason, mobile devices have had consistent issues connecting in this LAN environment. It's always some mobile device, for whatever reason, can't get on the LAN or is trying to connect to a different Wi-Fi or just doesn't see it at all. I don't know why this is happening. And it's a really tricky thing for Pokemon to try to solve because everyone is bringing in a different device. Again, this is all me, what I personally have seen with this situation. I can't remember a single time that a Switch was having an issue. And that's obviously because these are all uniform devices. They're all exactly the same. I believe at one point Switches were having problems with the Joy-Cons if they were disconnected, like you couldn't have the Joy-Cons disconnected, so they had to use Pro Controllers or something like that because of the Bluetooth situation with so many devices in a space like this. I don't remember exactly how that played out, but I think players couldn't use Joy-Cons. So with the Switch, we didn't have a ton of these disconnect issues. With mobile devices, most mobile devices were fine, but a good amount of the mobile devices would have problems, and that's when you would see a huge amount of downtime on the broadcast. So going into day two, a tournament organizer decided that players were going to play on devices provided by Pokemon. And there were a lot of issues with this. Players were told this very late into a situation, right? Like, they didn't have time to practice on these devices, which is not good. They had to log into these devices, then go in and change all of their settings, which they didn't have time to prep for, right? So they kind of had to do that last minute. Then you have to remember what all your settings are. This is something that players are told beforehand, like, hey, if you have device issues, you need to know how to log in on a new device. This is something that's been in the rules forever, but everyone just getting a blanket, you're changing devices right now, it was wild. It was a wild situation. And obviously many players were upset, and I think rightfully so. I don't think that was a good situation for them at all. They needed to be given time to prepare for this, to know what the device is, to know what they are playing on. There are so many reasons why this was a tough situation for players, and they were justifiably upset by this change, right? From a broadcast standpoint, I would love it if players were all on the same devices that Pokemon knew would work for this situation and were already calibrated and good to go, and also devices that were up to the quality that players were playing with in the tournaments throughout the year and at home. So for the longest time, we've had Switch 1 players who are kind of playing on an old potato and mobile players who are playing on a way better situation, right? And now for the first time, we actually had Switch 2s that were running the game great and some mobile devices that were provided that were not running the game as well as the mobile devices they came in with. That was another problem that seemed to arise. I had a lot of players posting about this, and I saw them saying like they were, you know, some of their devices were getting like brought back down to 30 FPS in some situations, like playing on the Switch a lot of the time, which is not good, right? That is not good for the competition. That's not good for that situation. For me, if I were to implement a change like this, I would be doing it going forward in a tournament season, saying, this is the device we are going to be playing on, so you know what it is. You can go get that device if you want. You at least have a good idea of how this device is going to play. This created a huge problem. There was a lot of players very upset, and so many posts were made about it. I remember the Japanese casters were having to address this. It was a whole thing, right? I remember us finding out about it morning of and thinking, oh, that's a great idea moving forward. And then we were finding out it was happening right now, and we thought, okay, here we go. And here we go indeed. The fallout from this has now been acknowledged by Pokemon. So I'm gonna walk you through exactly what they said right here and my take on the situation moving forward. So, this is officially from Pokemon. Review of tournament operations policies for Pokemon Unite in 2026. Thank you for your continued support and enjoyment of Pokemon Unite. You're welcome. Following the 2025 Pokemon World Championships held in Anaheim from August 15th to 17th, we received a wide range of feedback regarding tournament operations. The Pokemon Group sincerely acknowledges the concerns raised, particularly those stemming from the changes to smartphone device usage policies. We sincerely acknowledge that these changes did not meet the expectations of the players who have been preparing diligently for the event. I totally agree. And we are currently reviewing our tournament operation policies, basically saying they're reviewing why a change like this was implemented the way it was, right? Looking ahead to our 2026 Pokemon World Championships for Pokemon Unite, we are making the following changes. All participants will compete using devices provided by the tournament organizers. This should mean that whether you're playing on a Switch, Switch 2, or mobile device, you will be showing up and playing on a uniform device, either being a most likely a Switch 2. I think everything is moving to Switch 2. Either a Switch 2, possibly still a Switch if a player prefers that, and a provided mobile device. For players competing on smartphones, tournament organizers will supply devices with sufficient hardware specifications to support optimal gameplay. This is great. Again, I think it's so funny that players had to play on a Switch for so long that is not sufficient hardware, but I digress. Great change. They need to provide them high quality devices that they can play on. Device information will be confirmed at least 75 days before the 2026 Pokemon World Championship, so you will know with plenty of time what device you are playing on. In my opinion, ideally, we find out like right away what they're running. Are you playing on a Samsung S whatever? Let's find this out right now so players can practice with that all year. We're working on updating our operations for other live events, and we will release details for each event separately when they are available. We remain dedicated. By the way, this is something that I think is going to be a piece of conversation moving forward too, because Champions is going to be mobile and Switch, and they're going to have the same situation with Champions at these events. From what I understand, Go players, when they're playing up on the main stage, they have provided devices that they use for Go players. So I think you're going to see a similar thing moving forward with Pokemon. The big thing before I'll finish this in 1 second. The big thing is every mobile device is different. We had an iPhone 16 or whatever that was not connecting at the event. I don't think anyone could figure out why this particular device wouldn't connect, but it wouldn't. So it's a tricky thing, and Pokemon has to figure out a way to not have so many technical issues with each person's brought in device. We remain dedicated to fostering growth of the competitive scene and creating an environment where players can perform at their highest level while ensuring that fans and viewers around the world can continue to enjoy Pokemon Unite tournaments. We hope you look forward to the future of Pokemon Unite competition. So there are a lot of thoughts around this. I was talking back and forth with BlackCH, Chris Heroes on Twitter and stuff like that. We're kind of like going back and forth between it. Here's my thought process. The players need ample time, as much time as possible to know what this device is and how they are and what they're going to be playing on, because it is, you get used to, like, I have an iPhone, right? When I play mobile, this is what I play on, or I play on a Switch too. If I were to show up to a tournament and then immediately they say, you are playing on Joy-Con, like, I've played on Joy-Cons before, I couldn't do anything. So I get where players are like, I play on this Samsung and now you're handing me this device. It feels totally different. It's not what I'm used to. I've been playing all season in one specific way. I get how that is a problem and why players are upset about the idea behind that. What I do think is players' personal devices, again, this is from my perspective. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure someone could pull up situations where I'm incorrect. From my perspective, what I have seen, 90%, 95% of all issues in a live tournament are player device based. Almost, it's a player device. It can't connect to the LAN. It's having trouble, like the USB-C port is having trouble with the like connecting. It's always, my opinion, a player device. That's always what I've seen. I personally have never seen other situations around it. I know there were players on, I won't even get into specific players because I'm not trying to call a player out, but there was a specific team that was having this problem at the event. They were trying for so long to get their devices to connect that it was, the entire tournament was running behind, which isn't just a couple games running behind. It is games running behind. It is staff that is there. It's like all of these things. It's you watching at home or live in the venue waiting for something to happen. It's players having to sit there being completely iced out while they're waiting for some tech issue that truly no one can troubleshoot because it's their device, right? There's no one there from Samsung ready to go like, I think I know what's going on with this 3-year-old phone that has problems with its USB-C port. Like, it's such a difficult thing to figure out. So I think the solution for it is maybe the best it could possibly be. I know some people would like it where they bring their own device, and if their own device doesn't work, they switch it. But we already have a plan in place. That's already one of the things that happens. And what that still does is cause like 45 minutes of downtime before a match can go. All those pauses you see, all of those situations, they are, again, my take, 99% player device issues. 99%. There are situations in the past that I remember, like problems with network and stuff like that, just in general. But almost always when there has been a huge downtime, it's a device on stage that just won't connect. And it's not something that Pokemon can really control. They don't know why a player device won't connect. This feels like, while not the perfect solution is everyone connects their devices and it's great and there's never an issue. But that has not been the case throughout the history of competitive Pokemon. So I think them acknowledging their like switching it up last minute, I'm glad they're acknowledging it. They should have given their players way more time. For me, I think this is a change that should have been made going into the next season, right? You deal with the situation you're in right now, and then going into the next season, you make a big change like this, which is hopefully what this is. I would love to hear from you in the comments. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I understand where players are coming from, where they think they would like it to be another way, but I just don't see, given the track history of player devices, all of it being mobile, my opinion, I don't see how you could do it really any other way. You know the device you're playing on. You should know it all season, in my opinion. You know the device you're playing on. You know that going in, you are going to be playing on that device. That device is good, and it works. That's what Pokemon should be doing, in my opinion. I want to hear from you. Thank you. Goodbye. We did it.